agreement when all this process of the stakeholders and then the expanded cabinet with the presidency is done, they did write to the R. Jemek chair, because it is one of the requirements. The chair of R. Jemek is supposed to call a meeting of all its members and present what was agreed upon and signed by the signatories to the agreement for the amendment. Unfortunately, the chair of R. Jemek never called that sitting for the members, because the members is formed by a percentage representative of South Sudan, IGAD, the grantors, and so on. Instead of calling for that meeting, the chair of the R. Jemek decided on his own to make personal contacts or consultations with some of the members and leaving out certain members, which is not, of course, in conformity with the RXS itself. All the same, this was considered as his personal opinion of doing the consultation, which is contrary to the agreement. And he came up with his personal conclusions, which we cannot share it at this moment, because those points he was expressing his concerns as the chair, but not the body of R. Jemek. The R. Jemek is a body constituted of members. This did not take place. And the intention of the chair, he had actually decided in advance that no amendment should be done on the agreement for reasons best known to him. Well, it is his opinion, but he should have followed what is written in the agreement by summoning the Council of the R. Jemek itself. So it was realized that this man did not want any progress to move forward in the Republic of South Sudan.